Well, hello, I'm Dr. Peggy Banks, and I'm here with my friend Babbie Mason.
Hello, my friend. It's always good to be with you.
Good to be with you.
You know, Dr. Peggy Banks, you encourage me. I think this is so powerful that you and I get to do life together.
Oh, very excited.
That we are moving in the same direction.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that is speaking hope to women.
Yes.
And allowing them to be encouraged by our words and pointing them to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you for being a woman of great vision and encouraging people like me and other women who are listening.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you saying that, Babbie. I feel the same way about you. And this is something I want to talk about today. In being obedient in our calling, right in the moment, when God says, do this, you know, take this step, write this song, do this Bible study, teach this lesson. And sometimes, you know, we might find it difficult or we're struggling or we're tired, but God blesses those times when we are really seeking him. And he says to us, just like he said to Joshua in Joshua 1, be strong and courageous, right? Keep moving. I am with you. I will not leave you. And for us to just remember those words and take those steps of faith, because down the road, years down the road, we see how God uses the fruit of an obedient moment in our life, sometimes 10, 15, 20 years prior.
That's right.
And there's something in your life, Babbie, that I want to talk about, because I know there have been several times like that for you where God has really shown you in your gift and calling to maybe write a song.
Yes.
And then how that song has come back years later.
Yes.
To just bless many, many others.
You know, Dr. Peggy Banks, the Bible says that God has given to every man, that's a corporate term, women too, every one of us, the measure of a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And you and I and everyone who's listening today, we have so much potential. We have latent gifts that are lying dormant right now.
Yes, I agree.
We have gifts right. That are, there is so much potential in you.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't even have a clue
yeah.
of the gifts that we have.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always wanted to be a singer. But had you told me when I started singing back when I was in college that I would be a songwriter
yeah.
or that I would be known as a songwriter, I would say, you have got the wrong girl.
Right. Yeah, I know that would be wrong for me. If God had told me that, Babbie, I'd be like, I don't think so, Lord.
But back then, I didn't know that this was something that I possessed.
Yes.
But the Bible also says the steps of righteous people are ordered by the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And so I went to this conference years ago and sat down just because it was on a program.
Yeah.
And there was a class being offered on songwriting. I have always been a lover of words. I do love writing, but songwriting, it's a special craft.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat down in this class, and the lights came on.
Wow.
And I started exploring writing songs. And here I am, 30-some-odd years later, writing songs and having songs in the hymnal and being known for some of those songs.
Yes.
And one of those songs is a song called Trust His Heart.
Mm.
And there are some words in the chorus that were inspired by a quote from Charles Haddon Spurgeon.
Okay.
And Dr. Spurgeon says this, the actual quote is, God is too wise to be mistaken. God is too good to be unkind.
Mm-hmm.
And when you cannot trace his hand, trust his heart.
Oh, I love that.
Well, a good friend of mine and I, Eddie Carswell, who is also a great songwriter, who sings with another group called New Song. We have a mutual friend, Dr. Ike Reichert. Ike Reichert went through a season of great loss when his wife and their baby that they were expecting, she went into cardiac arrest during labor and delivery, and both mother and child were lost.
Mm-hmm.
And so my friend Eddie and I, we love Ike Reichert and wanted to encourage him, and we sat down and wrote this song together and shared it with him. And this is what I love about the Lord. His God math, it goes on into infinity. And he takes the seed of a song and he breathes on it just like bread.
Right.
He breathes on it, he breaks it, he multiplies it, and he feeds it to the hungry.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what he has done with that song. God is too wise to be mistaken. He's too good to be unkind. Our chorus says, when you don't understand, when you don't see his plan, when you can't trace his hand, trust his heart.
Yeah.
And on the day that we wrote that song, back in like 1991,
mm-hmm.
it was an assignment. You know, it was an inspiration. We wrote the song in the inspiration. And here we are, decades later.
Yes.
And I am seeing some beautiful fruit from the labor of that song.
Mm-hmm.
from the inspiration of that song. Dr. Peggy, I am blown away by some of the cards and letters that I get. I even received a picture of a mother who sent me a picture of her child's headstone. Mm. And the lyrics to Trust His Heart were carved in her child's headstone.
Wow.
And this is what I know to be true. You have the gift of leadership. And God is taking you around the world to lead other women to share their gifts. You bring out the best in women. Out of your own experience, out of your own gifts, you are challenging women and leading women. That's what God has charged you to do. And you make it look easy, but I know it's not. And we make songwriting and singing and traveling look easy. Whatever He calls you to do, He gives you the grace to do it.
That's right.
And so He has given me the grace, you know, to write beautiful lyrics and beautiful melodies and then stand on the stage and deliver these lyrics and melodies so that I can, number one, be a blessing to people and give honor and glory to God.
Yeah.
And so those of you that are listening, you have a gift. God has put something in your heart, and it usually you would even do if you even if you weren't getting paid.
Right.
I mean, I just sing just because.
Yeah.
It's like breathing. You lead just because. It's like breathing to you.
Yes.
So God has given you something that is as easy as breathing that you can do to bring Him glory, to encourage others, and to bring your heart a great joy. And that's what He's doing in my life.
Well, Babbie, thank you so much for just sharing that story with us. And I know that it took great obedience in that time, in that moment, to write that song. And today, you're still seeing the fruit of that song. But some people may have heard the song but don't realize where it came from. So would you be willing, it's kind of crazy, unconventional, would you be willing to sing part of the song for us today?
Absolutely. That's what I do. You know, I love what I do, and I do what I love. That is, that's what I love to do. So I'll be glad to do that.
Thank you.
God is too wise to be mistaken. God is too good to be unkind. So when you don't understand, when you don't see His plan, when you can't trace His hand, trust His heart. He alone is faithful and true, and He alone knows what is best for you, for you, for you. God is too wise to be mistaken. God is too good to be unkind. So when you don't understand, when you don't see His plan, when you can't trace His hand, trust His heart.
Babbie, those words are so powerful.
Amen.
And have really just spoken to my heart today, just the time that we've had here of worship.
Amen.
Because it's so important for us as women in ministry, when God has a calling on our lives, to be obedient to that calling.
That's
even
right.
When we don't see the whole plan, when we don't feel God, we don't know what He's doing, that we just are obedient to what He's asking us to do. And so I just want to encourage our listeners today. Is there something that God has put on your heart? Is there some special gift that you have? Maybe it is singing. Maybe it is songwriting. Maybe it's leading. Maybe it's writing a Bible study. Maybe it's gathering a few young women together and having a time of discussion where you're talking through some difficult issues. It doesn't make any sense. You don't know what's the purpose of it. Just take that step of faith.
There are days, obviously, we don't see God. There are days we don't feel God. But faith is not a feeling. And so faith is believing that even though we don't see it, we still believe that it is true. Don't worry if you don't see it. Don't worry if you don't feel it.
Yeah, yeah. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, in the first chapter, says that faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. right? So we have this hope in our hearts. And it takes faith to believe this assurance that what I hope for is going to happen, even as we come together today as friends, right?
That's right.
And we have this show and we are putting it together. We're hoping that women's lives are touched and their lives are transformed.
And out of our obedience,
yes,
God will use. He will use it.
Amen.
He will use our words,
right,
our obedience to go out to the uttermost parts of the earth. And somebody listening today is on the receiving end of our obedience. And that I just love God's economy, how he takes that little thing that we have in our hand, like bread, he breaks it, multiplies it, blesses it to his glory and our joy.
Amen. So I just say, if it doesn't make any sense, just do it for his obedience. Thank you, Babbie, for being with us today.
Amen.
Hope has a name. The name has a face. And when you